Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. What's up, guys? We have lots of things to talk about post-Super Bowl.
You know what today is?
Today's our birthday.
Indeed.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
Happy collective birthday. Happy birthday triplets. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Oh, wow. This is...
It's our bat mitzvah.
What is it? I always thought it was the 15th.
Oh, my God.
It was the 15th. It, like, wasn't.
It was the middle of the night,
yes,
on the 15th.
Right.
Hence the 16th.
16th because... And
we don't have a birth minute.
Because we can't make a birth chart for ourselves. I'll repeat this because we just talked about this on Back for Seconds.
We talk about
this every year.
The reason
why it's the 16th is because we made an email post midnight. And that email says that we were born, that I put in February 16th, 1989.
I mean, if it weren't actually a baby, it would be the 16th.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, okay.
But it was like,
we went into labor on the 15th.
Evening of the 15th, yeah. Right.
That is when we went into labor because we started, you know, birthing it.
Yeah, right.
It was birthed by the next morning.
Well, happy birthday, Betches.
Happy birthday, Betches. 12 years.
On the At Betches podcast. Look, who would have thought that we would be here 12 years later?
It looks like we're kind of like sitting on our 312 couch.
I know. If we had if we had a daughter, she would be bat mitzvahed this year.
Right. If we had had a baby instead of a company.
Yes. We'd be together.
I mean.
You did want to share a dog. And I said, please.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
You know,
we had a lot of really bad
Well,
ideas.
Now that you're no longer telling me what to do, I'm about to get my third dog.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about having that in college. And then I worried that we're going to sit on it.
Like in The Sopranos.
That was from The Sopranos. Yeah.
Yeah, that really was your main fear. You realize there's so many other bad things that could happen.
Obviously, but I was trying to pick one that was so absurd that like made you guys stop.
Well, we didn't get the
Honestly,
dog.
I think it was
instead
like...
we got a hookah.
At a website.
Yeah, we got a hookah.
Do you remember when we got the hookah? I think you bought the hookah.
I definitely would be me. I'm the one with the oral fixation here.
It's so funny to think in a post-COVID world how disgusting that hookah definitely was.
Our apartment was so gross.
Okay, our apartment was gross for so many reasons.
One of which was the hookah that was never cleaned.
Yeah, it was never cleaned.
I feel like we never didn't really get used that much.
The most disgusting thing that was in that apartment was one time we had a party and our friend Amanda earlier in the year brought chocolate whipped cream.
No, that was for our birthdays, mine and hers.
Well, then I guess not earlier in the year. Later. But she put it all over the floor and we did not clean it.
Yeah.
No, she was trying to put it in people's mouths and it ended up. Oh, it was vodka chocolate whipped cream.
And it was disgusting and everyone spit it out.
I didn't get my deposit back for that. Security deposit.
Remember they chased us down for like $26?
Yeah, they were like, you're actually owe more money.
It was to double digits.
Yeah.
It was like
$10.
Silly.
And I was like, okay, I can't even.
Did we pay it?
I don't think so. I didn't pay it.
I don't remember.
I think I punched a hole in my door.
Watch that
and
be
then
like,
I covered
why?
It, and then I covered it with a picture.
That
it was fun.
So when it so on the reference for apartments, when it says like a previous landlord, we're not
don't
putting
put 312
College Avenue.
Apparently,
and Bob.
Apparently, like College Ave looks it's totally different.
We
they
went
moved
there.
College Town Bagels
where?
To where J.O.'s was.
Yeah, that's we were there. Where were there?
We didn't see that.
When were we there last?
We were there 2018.
We didn't see that,
but it looked really not great.
It looks
at that
so
time.
Different now.
So if it if. For a pandemic later, I have a feeling it's just...
No offense, Cornel, I don't miss you.
I kind of do, but it's not what it was anymore. Like, I miss...
I do not miss college.
I do. So fun.
It's like, not like I want to like go back.
Right, I wouldn't like... if you made me say, oh, pick now or then, I would definitely not pick then, but...
That, I would do it for like if someone was like, you can go back in time for 1 week.
You say that every single
time. Yeah, I would do it. I mean, that's what I'm
definitely.
Saying. That, and I miss
would
it
you
in
not
that,
do
like,
week?
I would do it for a week.
You wouldn't do 1 week? I would do, okay, if you do a weekend, you do a week.
I would probably do like 1.5 days.
How could you not do a week? Then you could get Blackout Wednesday.
Fuck that.
You get, what was the Tuesday? TJ?
It is literally
Tuesday.
Not
it was
at
just,
all.
Just regular Tuesday?
I'm not, no.
It would be so fun, just 1 week.
Because you'd go out five nights a week.
One and a half days. It's not fun. There's no good bars.
Sunday, corn nuggets on Sundays.
This is fake. So in our fake hypothetical, you're going back to what it was.
We're going back in time. Hot tub time machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not going back to
now. Yeah, we're reliving 1 week.
We're not like all going to just go up there.
Literally hot tub time machine.
Yes. Reliving 1 week and then you come back to your real life.
Which week would you relive?
Fuck that.
Definitely not senior week. I fucking hate it.
No, that was terrible.
What was senior week?
The worst week ever.
I don't remember.
There was like a boat trip and you all went and I stayed on land.
We went on a trip. Oh, yeah. It was so boring.
Exactly. That's why I stayed on land.
It's like raining.
Yeah.
Which week would you do? This week?
I don't know. I can't remember which week was which.
I hated it. Let's do some.
Trying to think of some good maps.
Guys. Let's talk about the Beer Olympics. Kelly.
That was like a great week.
That was fun.
That was a great week.
Maybe I'd do that week. I had to leave early.
Okay, maybe not that week.
No, that was fun.
Do I have to go to class?
No.
Oh.
Well, if you went to class that week, yes.
No, absolutely not.
No, you might like going to class. You might be like, these flies are actually quite interesting.
Ew.
Yeah, you might like it now that you don't have to get a grade. Knowing that it didn't really like matter.
It was cold, and I had to walk not in so the summer. Far.
Yeah, let's say after spring break, like.
I would not even consider
last week of April. Maybe not at 8 a.m.
Last week of April.
Yeah, that would probably be the best week to do.
I'll go for a day and a half. You guys can stay for the week.
We can actually take the rest of your days. And
we'll take 10 days.
Yeah. Let me know how miserable you are at the end.
No, it ends. And then
I enjoyed the reunion wine tour thing. That was fun.
So not college.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That
okay. Well, should we talk about some things other people can relate to?
Definitely.
I mean, think about other people can relate to it. Think about where you were the first time you read a Betches article, people at home. And it could be in 2011. Where were you in 2011 in February? Oh my God. February 2011.
When you discovered it.
Yes. If you're an OG.
Or maybe March. Maybe you didn't find it till March.
It went viral. Yes.
Maybe you found it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe no one has ever discovered it since then.
And you know what? Those are DMs I would be honored to read. So if someone DMs me.
Honor Jordana.
Where they were.
Let us
know. No, I'm the one who's honored. I'd be honored to. Or leave it in the review. If you have a moment that you remember first discovering Betches and a positive thought, put it in the reviews, give us 5 stars, and tell us to get back to business talking about pop culture.
All right, let's talk about some celeb news. Guys, the biggest thing that has happened since we were here last was that Megan and Machine Gun Kelly. His name's crazy.
And Machine Gun.
I'm a Machine Gun, are apparently broken up. She like posted a picture of herself in the bathroom and wrote, this is what she wrote. She wrote, "You can taste the dishonesty / it's all over your breath." And then she deleted all of the pictures of them together. And then to top it all off, she, I think, unfollowed everyone she follows and including him, and then only follows, get this, Eminem, Timothy Chalamet, and Harry Styles.
Okay.
Are those the three guys she's trying to get it in with? Because I could see her with Eminem. I feel like that would be great for him.
I personally think that these are people that she picked because of some internal thing in their relationship that we don't get.
Oh, yeah. To note, in the notes, it says MGK has feuded with Eminem over the years since he called MGK's teenage daughter hot in 2012. Oh, my God.
That is weird.
She is engaged. I think she's engaged.
She's like now 20.
I was looking at her Instagram.
In 2012, she was probably
like 12.
The young.
Just like our age.
I wonder what his beef was with Timothy Chalamet.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Then they were seen together on Valentine's Day and appear to be like trying to, they were spotted exiting a marriage counseling office in California, even though they're not married.
Probably just couples counseling.
Right. Okay, I don't know if I saw this thread on Twitter and I don't know if it, it was someone wrote it before this or like as this was breaking. And it was basically like a thread about why we perceive their relationship as like really hot and not potentially abusive when there are a lot of really borderline, because there are a lot of like, she basically, the person who wrote this thread, like wrote a lot of examples that in like any other situation that wasn't like these two celebrities doing their, you know, thing, that it would be considered.
What would be considered? What would?
Like, for example, if you have a ring that you can't take off because it will harm you. Like,
oh, that's like
that kind of thing. And then there were
more like toxic. I don't know about abusive.
Well, right? I think we can't No, I mean, toxic just taken to an extreme is abusive. So I think the question, I think this person was sort of like, and I wish I remembered more of the examples, but it was like some of the things that they were saying to each other, like right. that people hold up as like, oh my gosh, that's like love.
I'd like to go on the record and say that I don't find their relationship hot.
Me either. I find it quite
uncomfortable personally.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are people who do.
The thing is that people like really like from all the way from like Tommy Lee and Pamela, like people always love those like really like the Travis and Courtney,
Billy Bob.
Yeah. Like where they're like licking each other's faces on like red carpets. Like people like that kind of stuff. It's like very punk rock. Like I don't give a fuck about anybody. I'm really hot. And I don't care about you. I'll wear your blood on my neck.
It's like very blatantly sexual.
Yeah.
And I've never
there's
really
always been someone like been that.
Into that. Yeah.
In the news. I mean, so they are just like a new version of that.
So I found the thread. And basically one of the, so they have a few examples. One is that like her friends are worried about her. One is that like they drink each other's blood as like a binding thing. He threatened to shoot himself while on the phone with her, blaming her for not being there for him.
How did they know this?
Someone said that was cute.
This is like all from, there's all like examples and like screenshots of when it was like written up. Mm-hmm. And then Megan admits their sex is violent and disturbing. She explains all the things that stick out in her mind, including feverish, obsession, guns, addiction, shamans, lots of blood, general mayhem, therapy, tantric night terrors, binding rituals, chakra sound baths, psychedelic hallucinations, organic smoothies, and the kind of sex that would make Lucifer clutch his rosary.
She's talking about this in what context?
When she's describing
like how her weekend was.
Yeah,
this was in British GQ. Oh no, she wrote that on Instagram. Okay, that was in an Instagram.
I believe her, but also if she's still like with him at this time and she's not like crying for help, it could be like this very much like, oh, I'm just trying to show you and be like shocking.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
Clearly they have like a vibe that would try to shock people, the shock value.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay, one
like her famous thing from Jennifer's body was burning her tongue.
He once procured a knife wound while trying to impress her.
Yeah, Travis, he's probably so intense.
Travis Barker got me this knife we had that had an engravement on it from his new album. And I was like, ah, check this out. This is sick. And I threw it up and stuck it in my hand. You know how you throw it up and you're supposed to catch it?
Oh, my God.
And then the next morning, as soon as she left, I was like, yo, I need stitches real quick. I got a bruised coccyx and a knife in my hand.
Yeah, like, I've never really been into any of this.
Me either. I agree. This is not my thing.
Yeah, not my thing. Yeah. I don't really get it. They're just really intense people. Or he seems really intense.
Well, this person's theory is sort of like, well, if you can get, if he can, because the perception is like that it's like this hot, edgy thing that people won't like believe her when there are things that cross the line.
Well,
so I just thought it was a really interesting thread.
Well, clearly she's out, right? Like she got out, quote unquote, because she's posted that he's dishonest. And she's deleted all his Instas.
I think he's going to try to probably get her back if they're going to counseling. Didn't Rihanna go back to Chris Brown like a bunch of times? Like this happens.
I'm pro their breakup. I don't whole vibe.
Me either. I don't really understand why we need to see her tongues like exactly what they're
doing. I'm just really excited.
I do not stand this couple. Is that something some people say?
Yeah.
That people still say. Okay. Did I kill it?
For the record,
did I just end it?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's like that time one person ruined Von Dutch hats for us in high school.
I think I just ruined Stan.
Yeah,
so.
You did. Ruined Stan. But I do just want someone to find out what's the deal with Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah. Maybe. Timothy Chalamet.
I can't imagine her dating him either. Imagine Megan Fox.
I bet you it's like
I bet you
it's like a weird kink thing or like they've talked about like.
Or maybe like. Machine Gun Kelly like wants to be Timothy. They're both like very kind of like lanky dudes.
Yeah.
Maybe he just like wants to be him.
Yeah, who knows? It could be anything. Well, that will be
what
a fun
about Harry
mystery.
Styles. Maybe he hates Harry Styles.
I could see him hating Harry Styles. Because
I can see those things.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the skills I've learned is how to manage my time. It's not always obvious. Sometimes we're spending time with people that don't make us feel good and we don't even realize, or we're doing activities that aren't actually bringing ourselves any joy, but we're just doing them because we've always done them. So therapy can really help you untangle all of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/betches.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Should we talk about Penn Badgley and his sex situation?
Yes.
Yeah. What's Can you give us the
me give you the gist?
Yeah, okay.
So Penn Badgley is doing his press tour for season four of You. And last week he shared on his own podcast saying that he asked the Netflix showrunner if he could just not do more intimacy scenes because he's married and he doesn't want to do racy sex scenes. By the way, he's married to Jemima Kirk's sister. Mm-hmm. Her name is Domino.
Interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Right? So then he went on Andy Cohen on Sirius and explained more. Like, and he said, if you have a partner and you want to be with your partner and you have to do this with another person, frankly, for me, it's just not my desire. And then in a following on Valentine's Day, he did another interview with Variety because obviously people are very interested in this.
Yeah.
He said, it's important to me in my real life to not have sex scenes. My fidelity in my relationship is important to me. And actually, it was one of the reasons that I initially wanted to turn the role down. I didn't tell anybody that, but that is why. But ultimately, he acknowledged that intimate scenes can sometimes be inevitable in the industry. So I don't know. What do you think? I feel like people.
I watched the first couple episodes that are out. He does have some intimate scenes in there. It's not like they're not removed. Maybe they don't go like super far.
I think I watched something on TV. I forget what it was, but I saw him doing an interview also about this where he was like, he told the director. He was like, my preference is none, but like I will do like some. I signed the contract, like I'm doing the show, like I'll do like what you want me to do. But if you're asking my preference is like as close to zero as possible.
Right.
So I guess there were some, maybe
there were some,
maybe there's less.
Cut them off.
He said there's less.
A little bit. But his character is very like sexual, like a. They're, you know,
in the role is
maybe he knows that he's gonna not be in this role for that much longer. Yeah. He doesn't want this to be like the way people think about him.
I mean, here's what I was thinking when I saw this. I was like, I mean, this is your job. The job is like doing whatever scene is necessary for whatever the role is. It's not real. You're an actor, and like if there's an issue in your marriage,
it's not real.
Yeah, no, it is not real. It's acting.
But,
you're actually physically doing it.
Out with those people. It's not like, oh,
and speaking, you have to act like you like it.
Wait, I heard.
Yeah, that's the job.
Speaking of things that are fake, though, and not acting, I heard that in You People, they CGI'd the kissing at the end.
I saw that, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like they didn't maybe actually they just didn't make out. Out with each other.
Maybe they could CGI Penn Badgley then.
Yeah, it would look weird. Like
I didn't notice
because it was kind of far.
I think.
Away.
I mean, I think that's his right to do that, but I also think like
I think
I don't think you're going to get an Oscar if that's your rule. In Hollywood.
I think you could. You just be in a role that's not just like really, like get, not every role in
I get
Hollywood.
It. I'm just kind of like, if you're limiting yourself, like you're saying, I'm not doing these kinds of scenes. To me, it's just kind of like, if you're a professional, you're going to do whatever the role really needs. So you're saying, I don't want certain roles because they don't want to do that.
There's professionals, very big professionals who turn down roles because they don't think it's like the role for them.
There are like lawyers who turn down cases and people who turn down clients. I don't think it's like, yeah, you're right. Like his career will play out however it will right, play right. out. But I feel like he has the right to do it.
I think he has the right to do whatever. I mean, again, if he's no one's forcing him into any roles. I think to have that as sort of like your thing is like, I don't do this. To me, it's kind of like, I don't know. This is your job.
Do you think he cheated?
That was the other thing that I was thinking. It's like, right, why is
why
this
now?
Suddenly?
Why the sperm?
Yeah, clearly there was something that upset
Domino,
or upset. Like there's clearly something, but more behind the story to where he came right. to this realization. And again, that's
he doesn't want to be seen as a sex symbol.
I think that's what it is.
Sex symbol,
right? But I think think about him. Like he's not hearing from us who are telling him we don't see him as a sex symbol. He's hearing from all the girls who are like obsessed with him, even as this like crazy stalker role. And he and his wife also is probably thinking
of him as a sex symbol.
and sees the people who do give him that attention. And
I think his bigger issue is that he's not that good of an actor.
Well, personally. Maybe you should bring that. Maybe he should come here and interview him.
I just don't think he's
so
that
we don't really
good.
Care about your fine. Sex scenes.
I think he's fine. He's not that good
of an
actor.
In you.
So it's
good. He's like good as yeah. Joe.
But that's
in
like
you.
A, it's that's bad like kind good. Of like a soap opera yeah. type
bad
show.
Good.
It's not like Gossip Girl.
It
is like Gossip Girl.
He's kind of the same guy.
I don't really know. I haven't seen him anything that would lead me to believe that he could be a much more serious or different actor.
Maybe he doesn't want to be. Maybe he likes doing kitschy things.
Well, then those probably more likely to involve sex scenes.
Was he in anything else?
There were things. I just can't think of what they are. Easy A.
Oh, yeah. Another Oscar winner.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie, but it's not like...
because
a,
of him.
That doesn't show... It's not really showing his acting range. He's the same person.
Yeah. Right.
Well, maybe this is just, who he is in the industry. He's like Adam Brody for the late 2010s.
Remember when he was dating Blake Lively?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was real.
It was real.
I think it was real.
I read that it was real.
Yeah.
He said...
I'm pretty sure it was real.
E! News.
No. I know you did read it in bullshit, but I'm sorry. E! News is not bullshit.
I can't see it now, but.
I feel like I've read a lot about Gossip Girl, obviously, and that was a real relationship. And I think it also caused issues with other cast members. So it wasn't they weren't doing it just for kicks.
Wait, speaking of Blake Lively, she just had her fourth kid.
I know.
And she announced it in such a subtle way. It was on the Super Bowl. She posted just a photo of a family photo where she just not pregnant, her belly's not pregnant anymore. And that was really it.
So no one knows when she had the baby.
I don't think she recently welcomed.
Did they say
child
gender?
Number four. They didn't say no.
No name.
Oh my God. Four kids. Jesus Christ.
No name. No.
They have a lot of help.
I know. It's cute.
Especially now she upgraded from Penn Badgley to, Ryan Reynolds, who gets serious roles.
Ryan Reynolds gets serious roles.
Does he get serious roles?
Deadpool.
Deadpool and Just Friends.
Exactly. That was a good
movies.
Movie.
Yeah.
Gotta be able to afford the nannies.
And whatever
her kid.
And my favorite movie, Just Friends.
I just said
Just
Friends.
Did you say Just Friends? I missed it.
And
I'm sorry. Forget that.
I thought
you heard the second one.
And you just said that was a great movie.
Right? What just happened?
No, the second movie you said was...
I said And Just Friends.
Oh, I'm having a brain issue today. I'm sorry.
Speaking of babies, though, did you see Rihanna on the cover of Vogue with her baby?
I loved that cover.
I know.
It was
so
cute.
It was so good.
I also just loved the statement because it was
He's holding the baby.
He's holding the baby. He's behind her.
She's leading the way.
He's loving to the baby. And she's, and also her captions are like, my sweet, perfect angel. And it's just like him, the baby being so cute in the bed.
Yeah.
And you know, we are really switching gender roles today. This week, Penn Badgley is the one who doesn't want to do sex scenes. Yeah. And ASAP Rocky's holding his own baby. Do you think we're making progress?
I don't know. I love it. And she also posted, she's like, I didn't even know this then, but my other baby, my second baby was inside.
That's so cute. Yeah. A family of four on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah.
That's adorable. Very,
and it just looked really cool. It was like visually. Cool.
She looked like a bad bitch. Yeah, it was British Vogue.
I was into
it. Even more chic in that case.
Even more chic.
Spring break is around the corner, which means you're going shopping. But don't shop for your big trip and get nothing in return. Make sure you're getting cash back every time you shop with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. You can buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or the fancy dinner that you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code BETCHES when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code BETCHES. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BETCHES.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So going back to toxic things about couples, celebrity couples, Aniston, Lopez.
Bennifer. How come no one calls them Bennifer anymore?
I think they do. But I was only talking about Jennifer.
Oh, sorry.
Jennifer posted a picture of her new tattoo, and it is a infinity sign. And in the sign...
Okay, Emily Clark. Amanda Clark? Emily Thorne. Amanda Clark.
Revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah. I They're just married that up. Still,
yeah.
By the way.
Josh Bowman?
That guy was hot.
Yeah. He's really hot.
That guy was hot.
He was like one of the hottest people on TV.
Where terrible is he? Actor. Not,
he's
no
married
way.
To
married,
Amanda Clark.
And that's it.
And the two of them are just not acting?
No, she's acting. She was in...
In what?
She's in Marvel. So she's like legit.
Okay.
Still acting. I can't say it was like great acting, but she was in it.
I don't think that's like why
anyway,
she's around.
Also, we digress.
How did we get into that? Oh, the infinity sign.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so in J-Lo's infinity sign is a B. It says Ben or something like that.
And a J?
Yeah, J and B. So she has a tattoo. But the thing that drove me nuts about it, she put it like on her side, is that she hashtagged it, commitment is sexy. And I was, oh, and also more cringe.
These two are, every, more my estimation for their relationship
like,
goes down.
Find out more details on like her blog or email newsletter that was like on the low.
On the J-Lo?
What are the details?
On the low. Oh my God. But at first I was like, ugh. But then I also saw later on more reputable news outlets like E! News, that like Ben already has a tattoo or maybe also got it. I'm not sure. That it was like a arrows that said J and B. So he has one. Yeah. It looks like his is on a leg.
Well, Ben has a lot of questionable tattoos.
You know, I've heard of having a baby to save the marriage, but I've not heard of getting a tattoo to save the marriage.
The thing that drives me nuts is like, that is not commitment. Like that
is to your skin.
No, but you can cover it up. Like Pete Davidson knows.
Marriage is commitment.
Marriage is commitment, but not for them. Not for celebrities. Like commitment is commitment.
Like a tattoo
like,
is
getting
commitment.
Getting a tattoo does not stop you from like straying.
I mean, nothing really. What stops you from straying? Nothing.
Commitment, but not like these acts of commit, like committing. You know what I mean?
Fear of people seeing him out and about cheating. I think that probably keeps him from straying.
I just cannot believe.
We should call them Blopez.
Why blow? Oh, J-Lo?
Lopez.
It sounds like weirdly sexual.
Because they kind of suck.
Lopez. No. I don't know.
Right now, they are Lopez to me because I'm not a fan.
They shared their new tattoos for Valentine's Day.
That's would even you cheesier.
Guys, what would you you guys get a tattoo of like Avi and Mike?
No. Absolutely not. I wouldn't get any tattoo.
I wouldn't.
No offense to anyone who has tattoos. I'm not a tattoo person. And I would not get anything for.
I think a tattoo is like the tattoo of the person you're with is like the vow renewal for Real Housewives.
I would.
Yeah.
Jinxie.
I'm not against tattoos. I like tattoos.
I'm not against like other people. I just don't personally want one.
Yeah, but I can't like imagine like tattooing the name Rusty.
What would you tattoo? My, like, Mila?
You could do R-A.
R-A?
Rusty and Aileen.
Oh, why would I want to tattoo my own name on my body?
Why is your it's not why your name, do you have raw on your rib?
Ram. Oh, kink. I gotta get songs Mar? In there. Rosm.
Your child Mars. Name. I understand. Rams? I understand Mars. The child's name more than the
yeah.
Rusty was like,
yeah, the child
name.
Came from your love. Body.
Rusty was like, I'm gonna get Mila's like face tattooed. In my I'm like, only if you put mine right next to it.
Her face is going to change. She's like not an adult
he
yet.
He was joking, but I was like, only if you put mine next to it. Can you
that's
imagine?
Really funny.
I can.
You should do the family crest.
You know, he should do one of those like stickers, like family on board.
Yeah.
Like,
aww.
On his back.
She's on board.
Sammy, I would love to see you with an Avi tattoo.
Yeah.
Just three letters.
Abe.
You know, his initials are ass.
You should get a tattoo that's
we should get.
What's his middle name? Samuel?
Samuel.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I like that name, Samuel.
We should do, we should, you know, we should do, our monogram is also ass, unless I go first and it's SSA.
Ass. That's so funny.
Yeah. And his parent, what kind of, were you through the, hello? It's like, no one's like, let me check out.
They have a lot of kids. They're probably not
like, whatever.
We're not like drawing it out.
He'll like it when he's older.
He'll like it. It's sweet. So funny.
He'll like it when he's older. Okay. More news.
Did you see Barney?
Yes.
Barney got buckle fat removal.
People are pissed about Barney's update. So apparently like Mattel revealed Barney's makeover.
Barney's new image.
I used to love Barney.
Oh my God, me too.
We named our dog after him.
You did.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did you love about Barney? Like
I like the songs.
I liked Barney.
I love you. Clean up, clean up.
Just wholesome.
Everybody.
But like, why Barney as opposed to Sesame Street?
I liked Barney. I liked Raffy. I don't know if
I loved Raffy. Raffy was we great. Went to a Raffy concert. When I
would definitely
young.
Have been.
We
to
probably
a
were at the
concert.
Same Raffy concert.
We might have been. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't think I like Raffy.
It's just like baby.
I mean, now the idea of it is a little weird. Any kind of like grown man singing to children.
It's really creepy now that you know.
Still very much a thing.
Well, someone has to. It's not going to be the kids singing to the babies.
Exactly.
That's you need an adult doing it.
There's like Blippi now. He's like the adult man who like dresses as like.
And Miss Rachel.
He looks like a truck
Blue's Clues guy. He was like questionable, right?
Yeah, I think he's like
he
back.
Was. No. He was a thing.
No, he wasn't questionable. He did. He have did. To leave. He went to like go to college or something. He didn't. Oh. He wasn't like fired.
Oh, he was fine. Okay.
Oh, I thought he was like in trouble with the law.
So did I. I thought that too. Right? He spread a rumor.
Yeah. There's that show. There's
trouble
that,
with the law.
There's that movie with
Steve the Outlaw.
There's that movie with Robin Williams, sort of about like a child character. What was it called?
Oh Death my God, it was Smoochie. Amazing. Oh. No, that's not what I was Death thinking. Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire when he no, does yeah, the that. Kid stuff.
But then he's also in Death to Smoochie, which is about like a child, like Barney-esque thing right. That's like really fucked up.
Yeah. I liked Barney, but anyway,
I think everyone liked Barney.
This, Selena Gomez was in Barney.
Really?
Yeah.
She
was like, that's how she
right, I saw that on the thing.
Just really, awful. This everybody hates it. It's just
it looks
like,
creepy now.
It looks creepy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you guys were joking about the buckle fat.
Yeah. No.
Buckle fat.
I thought you
no,
were joking.
No, people said it because it looks like
he's spelt.
No, he's like, yeah, he looks he like looks, he's jacked.
He looks like he got fillers and Botox.
Let me see.
What's like, what's gonna happen next? They're gonna like put the Teletubbies on Ozempic?
I mean,
Teleskinnies.
I don't see what the issue is.
What do you mean?
Look at the original.
Look at that.
He just looks more dinosaur like.
No, he doesn't.
Look at the friendly dinosaur. That
he looks like he's gonna fucking murder you.
Yeah, that looks like the friendly guy.
He looks more
look
like
at his eyes.
He looks like a Nintendo character. Like yeah, that Yoshi
yeah,
thing.
He looks
but
like you're
that's,
right.
You know, he looks like Bowser, which is like bad. That's
I don't
a bad
see what
thing.
The issue is.
He looks creepy.
What do you mean?
Why is it a problem?
It's upsetting.
It's not really a problem. It's not this is a real
me.
Problem. This isn't a real problem.
You're going to not let your daughter watch now?
No, she says she watches Ms. Rachel strictly.
Yeah. Ms. Rachel.
Oh my God. Oh, I'll tell you later.
Ms. Rachel is all rage for the kids now.
I'll tell you later.
Is that like a personal thing or do people know?
Well, everyone's watching Ms. Rachel. Even I know about Ms. Rachel.
Ms. Rachel.
You know about Ms. Rachel?
Yeah. And I don't
She's at my house watching Ms. Rachel.
She is. Wow. Yeah. But I knew of her before because everyone's into Ms. Rachel.
I thought everyone liked that weird, annoying thing.
Cocoa Melon.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do I know this?
I like Cocoa Melon.
People love Cocoa
Some parents
melon.
Are very anti-Cocoa Melon.
Why? Are you anti-Cocoa Melon?
I just don't like it.
Why?
It's just the way that the kids watch it freaks me out.
What are the other things that
what do
people,
you mean?
Kids watch?
No, the way in which kids watch it.
No, but I know, like, what are other things that kids watch other than Cocoa Melon and Ms. Rachel? And
I don't know. Mila only watches Ms. Rachel right now.
Okay, so she likes the educational content.
She's learning so much. Yeah. I'll ask her to count. She goes one, and then I'm like, "What next?" She doesn't.
Okay,
go
well, you
got to
start. You got to start somewhere. So you know,
that's the most important one.
She only knows one.
Well, you know, she is only one.
One.
So,
oh, it's so cute. But anyway, so Jordana, you love Barney. I love the new Barney.
I don't like.
You stan.
I don't feel strongly. I'm like, oh, that's fine.
You don't think he's creepy looking?
Oh, I don't like
it.
No,
why
creepier than the original?
It looks like a Nintendo character. Why is that no more creepy than that?
When you
because he wasn't originally a Nintendo character.
Yeah, originally he was like a scary like man in a big ass suit.
He still is. He still is that.
Yeah. He's a wonderful dinosaur with small arms. Who was the yellow one?
What big was, Bird?
No.
I had a
dinosaur.
Big Bird.
Who was the other dinosaur? Maybe not the yellow one. There was like a friend.
Oh, green. Green.
What?
BJ.
BJ. No.
BJ?
Yeah, there was
DJ?
BJ.
BJ? They named the fucking dinosaur for kids BJ? Who
that's questionable.
Was?
That's
what,
weird.
What was there was
Does
another one? Wasn't there a girl?
Barney Jr.? I think that is the girl. Baby Bop. Baby Bop.
Baby Bop.
I liked Baby Bop.
Wait, you said it's BJ though.
There is BJ and Baby Bop. There's both.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs? Sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of TV, I know we want to talk about Bad Sisters and Summer House, but did you either of you watch start the Hulu documentary about the sex cult Sarah Lawrence? Because I just can't.
No, someone DM'd me and told me to watch.
Okay,
though.
We Sammy gotta talk about that next week.
Earlier,
okay,
it's I'm good. Gonna watch it.
Oh, boy.
I love a good true crime documentary.
You're gonna love this.
As you know,
you're gonna love this one because there's nothing. Or at least I do because there's nothing gross in it. Like, no blood. But I mean, there's gross things, but in a different way.
Sarah Lawrence, like the all women's college.
Yeah. It's so fucking weird.
Wait, what's it about?
It's about this dad who moved in with his daughter, Sarah Lawrence, with all her roommates. And then he basically like compelled through like force of personality, like all these kids to like live with him, and then he like moved them to an apartment in the Upper East Side.
Wait, don't tell me everything.
No, this is like the premise. And then he like trapped a lot
when
of them.
Was this?
It started in like 2008, I think.
Oh, or God, wow.
No, sorry, well, we were in college. Sorry, 2012. It started in 2012.
God, even later?
And then these kids like lived with him. He was, first of all, he was an ex-con. So he got out of jail and goes and lives with his daughters.
Goes to Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah, goes to live with his daughter in college and then starts like forming this like group of friends with all the roommates. You might have heard of it, but like you might have heard like parts of it. Like he then gets everyone to move to the Upper East Side and like starts like abusing them.
Sounds expensive.
And he then got their family. He then like extorted them for so much money because he would like accuse them of breaking things in the apartment, and then they would call their families who had no money either. And one of the like moms like pawned like her necklace off her body, and she got like $750 out of like the $48,000 that like he claimed one of these kids owed
him. Let's watch it.
And it's just the fucking craziest thing. Like there were some girls there.
Sammy stayed up till 4 a.m. watching it.
There were girls there.
I feel like Sammy stays up till 4 a.m. a lot.
I do. I'm nocturnal. Yeah. There was like two girls there. Like they stayed there for like almost 10 years, I think. In 10 years. They thought that they were, one of them like thought she was married. She's like, he's my husband. Like he's, we're in a common law marriage.
God.
And then finally.
Don't give the whole thing away, Sammy.
Sammy, we said, don't tell us everything.
I can't give it away.
We'll discuss it next week.
It's fact. Okay, fine. Fine. You know what happens. It's
we
like,
cut her off at, and finally.
Fine. And the kicker is the big twist.
No, there's no twist. It just, it keeps going. Okay. Do you want to talk about anything else?
Did you guys watch Vanderpump?
Not last night.
Week.
I watched last night. Oh my God,
was
it's so good this season.
I know.
I didn't watch
I'm
last
excited.
Season.
I watched Summer House.
Raquel is, okay, this episode, Raquel is just like this sweet dear doe.
Always she's always that
But
person.
Even more so because she's like so single and she like doesn't know what to do with herself and she's like having breakdowns. And I just like want to like give her a big hug, but she's like so tall. So like the hug like wouldn't help because you know what I mean? She'd be hugging
me. She
that
me. Tall?
Yes. Remember she came tall. To her office?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember her. I didn't forgot about
remember,
that.
And then she also told that guy, like, I'm too tall for you. Remember? Last
Maybe.
Episode.
I hate James so much.
Oh, my God. He's just a character. But so then afterwards, there was, like, a on Watch What Happens Live, Lala and Katie went on, and they did their polls, and they asked the audience, like, will James and his new girlfriend last? And it said, like, literally 99% said no.
Like, oh, so my God.
They're definitely
moving
not
together at 4 weeks. It's crazy.
He's also just, like, extremely verbally abusive to whoever he's with. So I think that
he was like, I was devastated, and then I got a new girlfriend.
Why did literally Raquel break
Lala,
up with him?
When because he's an asshole.
No, but what did she say?
I think she said engaged. She I like didn't just want to be part of the situation.
She like he started drinking again.
I think it was before he started drinking again. But I just think she was like, I think he was like verbally abusive. She said that she didn't really. She said she like wanted to go back to school. I don't know if that happened.
Clearly not.
But
yeah, she doesn't. That's what she does in this episode. She like talks about it and like breaks down. And
well, don't she doesn't want
to. No, not about James, but about like she doesn't know what to do with her life.
Right.
I thought she was going
like,
back.
Really, I think that was. It was kind of that thing, sad. And I also think her family definitely hated him because he is verbally abusive. James is also like the tackiest person
in the world
alive. Like when they did that flashback to the reunion when she gives back the ring and he's like, that's a Bitcoin right there. Like,
oh my gosh.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. Also crazy is that Lala like admits that she had sex with him while he was engaged to Raquel or while they were still together.
Yeah. He's literally just like the worst person. Like I would
I
never
Lala
wish
and
him on my like worst
I kind of agree with that. I think him and Lala.
They're perfect for each other. They should be together.
They should, but he's not rich enough for Lala.
Yeah,
she, like is very open about.
Oh my God,
not
the
about
show him. Is great.
I know.
Also, you know, I don't know why because it's good because it's like real, like Katie and Tom, real divorce. Like that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's legit. Like also, like Lala dealing with like her real, very real situation that's happening. There's like babies involved.
It's like first season again because everyone's good. Like starting over.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, I like
I'm
it.
I'm excited to
I'm
watch
into it too.
Again. Did you watch Summer House premiere?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that there's a little too much babing going
I think
on.
It,
that's
yeah.
what they did on like Watch What Happens Live. They like made, they did like
a babe count?
Yeah, a babe count.
How many
yeah.
babes
were
there?
There were so many.
It's a little nauseating, the babe count.
The thing
personally.
That I found.
Is that really, I think that's like emblematic of the bigger problem.
The thing that I found more
bigger problem?
Concerning yeah. is that Carl seems like he's like subservient. To Lindsay. Like, he seems a little bit, and I know they were just here, so I'm sorry. But he's
sitting in your very,
seems,
and they weren't on the show.
He seems like he's like a lighter, like a little bit of like a subdued version of himself. Like, he's following her around. He doesn't like, he waits for her to come, mm-hmm. and then he like won't speak to Kyle.
Right. Just,
I mean, I also understand that, like, if you have a drinking thing and you're like not drinking, being in that situation is terrible. Like, you shouldn't be
there.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be on the show.
That's why I find very bizarre. Right. And she thinks she needs to drink to be on the show.
Which she does, because they're boring otherwise. Right. No one wants to watch that.
And it's all just, it's just, it felt uncomfy.
I think it has this very, like, us against the world vibe from them. Mm-hmm. And that, like, it comes across as very annoying because we're not getting to know them as a couple. We know them. We know all their behavior. They're in the house with their best friends. And yet, for some reason, they're treating it like they're, like, the odd couple out at a wedding party that are, like, too good for everyone.
They're being weird about it. And then also, like, the stuff that Kyle says, like, he's just become a different person since he started dating her. Mm-hmm. And then there's that conversation that they showed where Lindsay's clearly, like, influencing him about, like, what conversations he should have with Kyle.
Like, tell him that. I mean, they're also on, like, a tour right now of, like, getting ahead of whatever is going on this season. So she's a publicist. Right. Major.
Yeah.
So
she's not bad at it.
I mean, okay, I get it. I just don't like them really personally. I don't like the vibe.
The vibe I get from them is that, like, I'm just like, Carl was sober for, like, I don't know if it was a whole year or it was like a year.
It was a little less than a year, I think, when they started dating, which is why she said she would be sober also.
Right. Well, I think, like, there's a reason why people are supposed to stay sober for, like, a year and not get into relationships. And it's because, like, you kind of, like, I think the idea is that people who have an addiction end up sort of, like, transporting that addiction onto, like, the person and becoming, like, kind of codependent on them. But I think she kind of likes that he's codependent on her. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen, like, evidence of this, but I wouldn't be surprised if she weaponizes the fact that she puts up with his sobriety and is, like, there for him in it. And then that, and because he feels like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to be with someone who accepts me for being sober.
He said that on Watch What Happens Live. He's like, I just want to give, like,
Was she on it too?
Yeah, they were on it together right after the.
Yeah, do they do any appearances alone anymore?
Well, there are a couple now. Well, what he says is, like, we have to give Lindsay a lot of credit. You know, it must be really hard to be with someone who doesn't drink or has had drug abuse issues. And, like, you know, she's really just, like, getting through it and, like, powering through. And he's like, you just have to really give her a lot of credit. Like, he puts himself down a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not good enough because I'm sober. But it's like,
it's hard to be with somebody who doesn't drink, is what he said.
It sort of feels that he feels like he's, like, less of a catch because of his sobriety, and that Lindsay, like, puts up with it, so he's super grateful and he doesn't want to, like, cross her or go against her because
makes
of that
uncomfy.
Right, which is very uncomfortable, and part of the reason why people say, like, maybe you shouldn't date right after you're becoming sober. But the weird thing to me is that, like, these are your friends for, like, a decade now, and the fact that they're so weird to their own friends is what I can't understand. Like, it's not that, it's not like you're the sober people coming into this new group of people. Like, these are your friends who've been there for you for everything. Why can't?
Well, I think he says it's because, like, he also works with Kyle and now it's weird.
He always worked with Kyle.
Exactly. That's what he's saying, though.
I understand that maybe he shouldn't be selling alcohol as a sober person. But
or on this show. Maybe.
Right. But regardless of what it is, I think it's like,
right.
I see that too, but I think, like, if there wasn't so much weirdness, maybe Kyle would be more supportive of, like, getting him.
I think he's less supportive of him being with her, not him being sober.
But
the other thing that was weird about the show is that they have, like, two guys.
I know.
Why did they do that?
No, one single guy.
No, just the one.
Right, one single guy.
One single guy.
Like, I didn't even realize that.
Why?
And he's new. And, like,
and it's just awkward. And the best part, though, was when Carl was like, hey, you want to go to Barry's boot camp? He's like, no, I went to real boot camp. He's like, what?
The Marines.
He's like, I was in the Marines.
I know the best part was when Kyle was making fun of him for, like, going around with, like, a clipboard saying, like, who's coming to Barry's.
That was so weird. But that, but that's funny. Like, because he's sober, he feels like, oh, now I need to like be this person. Like I can contribute by making everyone go to Barry's. Like,
I don't know. It's just,
does he know what people want to watch on TV? It's not that.
This is who he is now.
So yeah, maybe like retire from the show. I think
I have a feeling it's been their last season. It's got
to
be his.
They're going to try to get a spinoff.
Not interested.
Not,
this is
not
probably,
they don't know that we're not interested.
I don't think they rate high. I think they probably know they don't rate that high.
I don't think they know.
Lindsay definitely rates high.
They don't
single
know.
Being wild.
Single, yeah. But
well, wild. I don't think they know that they don't rate that high.
We'll see after the season. We'll see. Anyway,
it was Summer good. House babies. That could be a thing.
Ugh, not interested. Anyway.
You don't want to watch them in like a kiddie pool? While
no,
all the
no, I'd rather watch Jackson Brittany.
They could have their babies in the summer house. Or the, in my mind, they're divorced. I don't know why. Anyway,
I know, you thought that. Last
I still
time.
Think it.
Okay.
One day it will happen, and then I'll be right.
Did you guys want to talk about Bad Sisters? I watched 8 episodes. I haven't finished it yet, though.
Okay, here's what I like about it. Here's what can I be honest? Because I think there's so much on streaming that either things are like so hyped as being like. So over advert, they're just so yeah. over advertised, and it's like, this is the best, this is the new show from this person, and like
yeah.
we put billions of dollars into like this show. Or you have things that are sort of just like thrown on Netflix and like no one really notices. But this show, it was on Apple TV Plus, and I feel like it really proved that not everything on streaming needs to be like this, either this like massive investment or this like bullshit cheap reality show. Mm-hmm. Like you can have a quality show with a really good cast that isn't like superstars, but it's just good writing,
yeah.
a solid show, and like
I liked it.
Good yeah. actors.
I would
will
call
make a
it,
good show.
I would call it good, not great. Personally, I'm not like I agree with. I'm still watching it, but when I finish, I think I'll forget about it until it comes back.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be like
I kind of forgot about it, but I really yeah. liked it while I was watching.
Yeah,
it.
I think it's good.
I like the good. Irish vibes. I love it my favorite like, character's Becca.
My favorite was cool. What's her name? Bebe. Yeah, I just think it's a great example of, like, you can have good shows that don't need, yeah. like, a huge star.
But this doesn't prove what you're saying, but I started watching Shrinking, and
I like lots of huge stars.
I like it.
Oh, I don't like it that
I don't
much.
Like
I
it
thought,
as much.
I thought I was going to like the premise.
Say more.
No, I don't like the premise
I like
as much.
I like the premise of, like, kind of a psychologist who's, like, saying what he's actually thinking.
Yeah.
But I find Jason Segel like a little annoying.
I think so too.
I don't think he can carry it.
I don't care for him,
I
but I like
him.
All of the side characters. Like I like
I couldn't get into
the girl therapist, and I like Harrison Ford, and
yeah,
like I like all the fringe characters,
but yeah,
the supporting actors.
I don't think he can carry this show.
I agree.
He's like fine.
Yeah, that's why I'm not
in
that
every
interested.
Scene. Yeah,
yeah, but I don't
that's
know. I like it.
It.
I like it. I think it was cute.
It's like. Kind
but
of
it's
cheesy.
But it's kind of interesting.
Here's the thing,
that it's
you could have had a
so,
random actor.
I'm
you could have
yeah.
had just like a way less expensive actor.
It's interesting
actor.
That mm-hmm. they, that's what I was
and
saying.
And I like Jason
like,
Segel too, overall.
Yeah,
like I'm a fan.
I'm talking about Harrison Ford. I'm like, interesting that they, I think this is perfect for Jason Segel. Like, this is his level of show. But like Harrison Ford, you're going to give me like a cute show with Harrison Ford.
I kind of like that he was in it. I was like, this is a surprise.
No, but yeah. I mean, that's why it's good. Like if it wasn't anybody else, I feel like I wouldn't be that into it.
I don't think Harrison Ford is like good enough to make me stay with it. But
oh,
if
like,
they had replaced
like Harrison, he's funny.
If they had replaced Jason Segel, even with like not even a very popular or well-known person, just someone very compelling. I just think Jason Segel's not that compelling to watch scene after scene after scene. He's
yeah.
a better like partner, scene
yeah.
partner.
I don't like, I stopped watching. I'll watch it if there's like absolutely nothing else on and it's kind of in the background. I don't like hate it. Like I'm not like, but like I don't like it.
There's no show right now that I'm like, can't wait to turn on while before it's like, you know.
Succession isn't back yet. When is Yellow Jackets come back?
I think that's soon.
They filmed that, I think.
Oh, Last of Us. I do wait for that. I'm excited.
Oh, that was clearly that's been consistently very good.
Yes, I cry every
I'm watching season 2 of Your Honor. It's terrible.
No, I couldn't even finish last season.
My mom likes that.
Season 1 was like pretty good. Season 2, I'm watching. Showtime does this weird thing, and I guess they're merging with Paramount.
Yeah, they.
So they were. I don't feel that bad about talking shit about them because they're soon to be gone.
No, but it's still going to be part of Paramount.
It's like a tier of Paramount Plus.
Okay.
It's going to be. But they do this thing where they have like a good first season, and then they just totally fuck up the second season. I don't know why.
Not with Californication, though.
They like over rely on the first season.
Well, I like feel
they did
that
Homeland.
My too. Guess is they. Well, yeah. I think Homeland got better at the end. I think that what they do with
season one was so good
with those shows is they like maybe they don't know that they're even gonna have a second, so they just like don't even think about.
But that's not how you make a good show.
Maybe they don't care because they got the buzz, and yeah. then people maybe they're like people it's won't all realize about the buzz. It sucks.
Well, who should we send to the Cayman Islands?
Ooh, good question. Machine Gun?
Yeah, Machine Gun.
I think probably Machine Gun.
Machine Gun and Machine Gun.
What's his name?
No one needs a machine
gun. What's his name?
Coulson.
Kelly? Coulson Kelly? Coulson Baker.
Keep Baker. Machine Gun Baker machine doesn't gun really work. Baker. Machine Gun Baker. Yeah.
Easy Bake. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Okay. So,
are they engaged?
Yeah, but that's the ring. Okay. The abusive ring I described earlier.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, we can send him there or J-Lo's tattoo artist.
No, it's not the artist's fault.
It's not the artist's fault.
They did what they were.
I can send that hashtag.
Should we send J-Lo? She's kind of annoying this week.
You know, she could. I could think
although
J-Lo.
Although she was great in the Dunkin' commercial.
She was very good in the Dunkin'. She really.
She saved herself.
On her acting chops.
She saved and herself. Plays.
She claims that she truly does love the regular donut with the glaze. I saw that in an
donut.
Interview on like.
Something. It's not hard to like a glazed fucking
I've
donut.
Been
There's zero chance she's eating glazed donuts.
I don't think so she's eating multiple glazed donuts, but I believe that when she has had a bite of it, she likes it
What's
the most.
Everybody's favorite donut.
Ooh. I like the chocolate cream filling, but it always gets everywhere.
You mean the powdered one with the chocolate cream filling?
Yeah, it's like, but it's,
I don't like
it's really chocolatey, fillings. But then I always get it on everything.
What's yours?
I don't like donuts with fillings, so I either like the glazed donut or the regular donut with chocolate frosting.
Okay, my favorite is Boston cream.
I don't
really?
Like cream filled things.
I hate Boston cream.
You know
cream.
What's good? Same.
It's too much in there.
You know
no,
what's good?
No. They don't put, if you go to a good place, they don't put
a good,
so.
A good Dunkin' Donuts?
It's standardized.
No, not Dunkin'. Like,
oh, you're, oh, I thought
Boston
we were talking about
Dunkin'
Dunkin'.
Oh, I mean, well, yes, I'll eat it there. But they don't fill it up so much.
I feel like it's always every.
I'm obsessed.
Everywhere.
I love
you know what's,
the taste
you
of
know
custard.
What's the best at Dunkin'? The cruller. The glazed
my dad
cruller.
Loves that.
I used to. I like the chocolate chip muffins. Those are
yeah.
Good.
Those are
a little chocolatey for me.
Those are good. Those
but
are good. Yeah.
Give me a glazed.
I like a chocolate munchkin. Nah.
Now
I like a chocolate munchkin.
I love a chocolate munchkin.
When they give you an extra.
Now
one?
I want munchkins.
They don't give you extra now.
It's a really good Dunkin' Donuts ad.
It depends
guys.
When
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, this is even fucking sponsored.
It depends when you go. Like if you go towards the end of the day, they'll give you extra because they have to throw
doing,
it out.
I think they changed.
Well, the
like,
one
their policy.
By me, like they gave me extra.
They still do it,
and it was great.
Okay, so they're obviously like crossing the company. In some
yeah,
way.
I can't tell them. I won't say which one. I
so
don't want to blow
are
up
we
her spot.
Sending Machine Gun.
I think fine because J-Lo had the redeemed
J-Lo
herself with the commercial.
Okay, let's send Machine
fine,
Gun.
We'll send Machine Gun. Well, even though we don't really know what he did,
we don't either. I mean, we don't. You're right.
Do you want to send CGI Barney?
Yes, no. CGI Barney.
It's not Barney's fault that his creators gave him bad injectables.
The CGI people, then Mattel.
Let's no, send... I'd rather send J-Lo.
All right,
To me, it's either Machine Gun or J-Lo.
Should we send Carl?
No, Lindsay.
Protect Carl.
Okay, fine.
Protect Carl.
Send, if you're sending anyone from the couple, you're sending Lindsay.
Protect fine. Carl. Okay, let's just send Machine Gun. Call it a day.
I think so, right, too. Fine. I think when we find out
he
more
probably
information,
did
we're not going to regret.
Can you imagine him in, like, that red T-shirt, like, selling the timeshares?
No.
Yes.
With a name tag
I
that says Machine
can.
Gun. Machine Gun.
I can see it saying, what's his name?
Coulson.
Coulson.
I can see
yeah. him wearing a, I can
yeah.
actually.
I think it'll be good
100%.
For him.
So
let's
good.
Send him.
We're sending him.
Economy.
All
plus.
Right.
See you later.
Delta Comfort Plus. All right. Well, that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. I'm at Jordana Abraham.
I'm at Aileen.
And follow me at Sammy. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. We love when you leave us reviews, especially your favorite moment. What was the thing?
Your where
first
you were
moment.
when you discovered Betches.
Where were you when you discovered Betches?
It has Betches?
To be positive. Yes, it has to be positive.
I was in the depths of hell when I discovered Betches. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
Bye.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.